18 minutes past 7 on 3AW Breakfast. A new development in the world of science is both incredible and also a bit scary and raises some ethical questions, like what makes something alive or dead, Kate? Very interesting.
On the line is Professor Stuart Young. Now, he's from the Department of Bioethics at Case Western Reserve University of Medicine in Ohio. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good afternoon.
It would be over there, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you've done here. You've had 32 pig brains that have been supplied by...
I'm not the person who did that experiment.
Yep.
I'm the person who wrote a commentary about the experiment.
Terrific. So tell us what these guys have done and I guess the questions that it's raised.
Okay. Well, they have taken pigs who have been slaughtered at a slaughterhouse and cut their heads off and put their heads on ice and then over a period of hours dissected so that they have access to their brains, and they have introduced catheters and perfused their brains with a solution that delivers oxygen and nutrients to the brains. And after several hours, then they stopped the study, but were able to demonstrate that there was considerable activity in portions of the brain, in cells of the brain. Now, this didn't mean that the pigs were awake or the brains were highly functioning, but there was surprising amount of living cells in the brain at that time.
So what does this all mean, Professor? Is this a remarkable achievement? Is it a scary achievement? Does it create huge ethical questions?
Well, I think it creates. It's a remarkable achievement. I think the main thing that it does is that it tells us that our previous notions that the brain is extremely fragile and that very short periods of time without oxygen, that the brain is completely destroyed, are probably not true.
That is an enormous breakthrough, Professor.
That's an enormous breakthrough, and the implication for the future, it's not right now, is that it may be possible to preserve human brains. I mean, we're not going to do experiments where we cut people's heads off and do this experiment on them. But, you know, people, we do have people who have, for example, suffer heart attacks, and we try to resuscitate them, but we give up because we can't get their heart started, and we assume that after, you know, half an hour, their brains are so damaged that we're willing to call them dead. And what if we could, in a future iteration of this method, introduce, without cutting the head off, but just by introducing catheters and perfusing the brain early on in the resuscitative effort, save the brain in many instances, and reperfuse the brain, you know, once they get to the hospital, and actually save people who we couldn't save before. That would be the most remarkable thing that would come out of this.
And I guess looking very far into the future, Professor, we know, you know, people who have bodies that may be
cryogenically frozen.
Well, or bodies that, you know, don't do everything they should be able to, or, you know, have accidents or that sort of thing. I guess, you know, the question will be, you know, whether you can save a brain and change the body. It's very sci-fi, but, you know, we can only assume that medicine...
That's way out there. Those are kind of scary. You know, they've been making movies about that stuff.
I'm happy to put my money on it, Professor.
Right?
I think they're very talented, very talented.
Thank you, Professor Stuart Young from the Department of Bioethics at the School of Medicine in Ohio.